Last year, you may recall, we had a brief interview about learning to speak Xhosa. Many of you shared my frustration at the fact that it's something that I've never learned to do. I had a smattering of very rudimentary Xhosa in my early days of primary school in the Eastern Cape, and that was it. And it's something I've always regretted and always intended to fix and never got around to. And if you, like me, fall into that category, you may be interested in attending a lecture next Thursday entitled Xhosa in 45 minutes. How is that possible? Let's find out from the lecturer herself. Dr. Tessa Dowling is a senior lecturer in the African Languages section at UCT's School of Languages and Literature. And no, it's not possible to learn an entire language in 45 minutes, but she has unlocked a new way of looking at how we learn the language. Tessa Dowling, welcome to Cape Talk and good afternoon.
Hi, Sissine. All right.
And I wish I knew how to respond, Tessa, but I'm sitting here absolutely tongue-tied. It sounds impossible. 45 minutes. So what can you cram into 45 minutes that will be meaningful?
Well, what I show you is that language is, we just see language as a buffet, really. So instead of naming languages, English, Xhosa, we see that it's a buffet, like going to a table, and there are different resources there for you to pick from to make your own dish, your own way of communicating, which actually will happen to be very similar to somebody else's. So what I think is what people get so frightened about is, there's this different grammar, there are all these different words, I won't have the time. And actually what you need is building blocks. We need to give you a few building blocks, but to say there's so much that you already know. So take, for example, trainer. Ukutrainer is to train.
Mm-hmm.
Ukuslimisha is to slim. Ukubukisha is to book. So there's so many words now in the Xhosa lexicon, the Xhosa vocabulary, that are directly from English.
Yeah.
If I give you the word for two, which is uku, mm-hmm. you can already get the infinitive. So I was thinking this morning, something that I found when I studied French was just being able to say, there is,
il y a.
Il y a. I remember having this thing exactly, exactly. And then I remember, saying to somebody, there are this and il y a accommodation, you can think of accommodation similar in English, and it just gives you something to say. And in Xhosa, that there is can take you so far, and it's just kuko. So could you say that?
Kuko?
And you've got a very nice accent, which is often shortened to cook. So cooking, like, there's a problem, but you could say kuko I problem, kuko I accommodation, kuko I tea, kuko I coffee, kuko I sandwich, kuko I peanut butter. So if you're going into the house, you're saying, telling somebody there is that and that.
Mm-hmm.
No, kuko I PowerPoint, kuko I video, kuko is giving you there is. Then I had a conversation with a friend of mine. He said, "Kuko I burglar," and I said, "Where is there a burglar?" And he said, "No, I burglar is actually burglar bars." So you can actually make mistakes. You can think if I just say "e" in front of every English word, I'm not always getting the correct Xhosa. But at most of the time, you can just put "e" in front of any English noun and get the equivalent. Get the Xhosa, and it's become so much part of the way Xhosa speakers speak now, is that we want to get away from saying you have to learn the standard. And we're trying to teach you saying you have to learn the way people speak. So if people are saying they are training, they are bukisha, kuko isho, there's a show, difuna, I want uku bukisha, I want to book. So I can give you the funa, the want, the uku to. But so much of that you can just put together. So what I'm going to do in those 45 minutes is give you all the tenses that you need, very easy, and then show you how you hook those onto things that you already know. And you coming with a vocabulary of about, 30,000 words, and that you've got already. And I want to show you how having those already is just going to open up the scope of learning Xhosa.
Kuko is space for more learners to sign up for this course, Tessa.
All right.
Sounds absolutely fascinating. And Tessa, I feel like this is a conversation we need to take further on air and get you in studio to run through with our listeners at a later date this year, once you've got summer school behind you. In the meantime, thanks for a fascinating insight, and I hope that Cape Talk listeners are going to sign up for your course next Thursday the 25th.
Great.
Dr. Tessa Darling. Lovely to have you with us. Dr. Tessa Darling, Senior Lecturer in the African Languages section at UCT School of Languages and Literature. If you're interested in signing up for her Xhosa in 45 minutes or in finding out more about any of the courses, please do visit that website. It's www.summerschool.uct.ac.za. The cost is generally about 100 rand per course. There are discounts for students and staff, etc., and some reduced options. There are others that are more expensive, but depending on the content and the art courses, for example, where you need to pay for materials as well. But all that info is on the Summer School website.